This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was in the Elmhurst College newspaper. It was a music review of an album by the Beatles. It was an album called Abbey Road. And the author of the review was a woman named Terry Hammer. She was a college student at Elmhurst College. And as it turns out, she thought that Abbey Road was a good album. Looking forward to people's opinions many decades in the future, she was able to be prescient enough to realize that Abbey Road would be an album people would remember. Well, it's not every day we're joined by a president of any sorts. Well, let me just be truthful. We're never joined by a president of anything. But this morning, Elmhurst College president Troy Van Aken is here. And all I can think as Terry sits down with us is that they finally found out who had the library book Values in a Changing World. And I don't think Terry really ever read that book for whatever course it was for. But now the president of Elmhurst College is here to make everything right and say, Terry, all is forgiven.
Oh, how much do I owe you?
You can return the college books that you borrowed from the library and forgot to return because you were so busy writing reviews of Beatle albums for the Elmhurst College newspaper.
I thought they were going to tell me I was back on academic probation.
Well, Troy Van Aken, welcome to WXRT for this historic special occasion.
Yeah, this is great to be here and great to be here with both of you, in particular Terry. We did agree in the lobby that we wouldn't talk about her student record at all, even though we've reviewed it thoroughly.
I've come clean.
Those things have been sealed. But no, she's one of our alums that we're most proud of and excited about having her back on campus soon.
Well, she's going to be
back. Yeah, I'm going to try again.
She's going to be back on campus. You're not trying again.
First, you don't succeed.
You don't have time to study. You're too busy teaching. Here she is, the student become the teacher. Well, Terry Hammer is returning to Elmhurst College for commencement because we have been informed that she will be getting an honorary doctorate. Elmhurst College.
It's surreal. It really is.
It is a surrealistic pillow we can all rest our heads on.
Yes.
And Terry Hammert will, after that, be known as Dr. Terry Hammert. You got your Sir Paul McCartney, your Sir Elton John, your Dr. Terry Hammert.
Dr. DJ.
Dr. DJ. And how did this come about?
Well, I think, commencement, just if you listen to the word, in some ways you think it's an end, but really it's a beginning. And Terry embodies lifelong learning, lifelong contribution. And so we want people like that we want to hold up at commencement exercises to our students to let them know that even though this is the end of your undergraduate experience, this is really just the beginning of your life. And if you just look at the contributions Terry's made to society and the world, and just even as a human being, she's exactly the type of person that we want talking to our students and encouraging them as they head off into the world to do phenomenal things.
Well, you will have to hold me up because I got to do the commencement speech. That scares me to death.
Well, she was running some potential titles by me for her commencement speech, and I'm not sure the profanity is going to fly in a large audience like that. So you're going to have to run.
I never gave a speech a title before, and I got to come up with one like today. If people want to email me, Terry@WXRT.com, as long as you keep it clean and don't even bother with what's next or now what, you know, because I've already been there. But if you can email me, I'll take you to lunch if I pick your, is that legal?
Yes.
But okay. If you give me the title that I end up using, yes.
Oh, well, not only Terry Hammerhead, but Doc Severinsen,
yes.
Famed
Dr.
trumpet
Doc.
Player. Dr. Doc. He'll be Dr. Doc Severinsen, so he's got you beat on the nomenclature, I think.
Yeah.
And as Troy Van Aken was talking about, not only your work here at WXRT over, could it be 40 years?
44.
Over 44 years. But when people ask me what Terry Hammerhead is really like,
uh-oh,
you have to really go beyond the encyclopedic knowledge of popular music for the last 60 or 70 years, and actually beyond. I mean, even before the rock and roll era, going way back to the beginnings of rock and roll in the late 40s and early 50s.
Classical.
And before that, you know, hosting classic encounters for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, a walking, living, breathing encyclopedia. But the thing I always go to first is she spends so much time working for others and helping others with charity organizations that it just makes me seem like a slacker. I've got to start getting out of the house more.
You do a lot, Mr. Bramer.
Compared to Terry, the rest of the staff just feels like we're not doing enough. And I think that's actually a good feeling to have. I think if more people in America said we're not doing enough, it would probably turn out better for everyone. So, Terry, congratulations.
Well, I thought I'd get to be Saint before a doctor. So this is stunning.
Now you were.
I was
Troy, with all due respect
call.
To the commencement and the honorary doctorate, there is no way that she was going to be a saint.
Patron saint of disc jockeys. There's an opening there. I'm on my way. Mother Teresa of rock and roll. No, but can I just say that this means the world to me, because my 4 years at Elmhurst College were amazing, which is probably one of the reasons I teach, because I realize the influence you have on somebody that's a student and trying to find out what they're going to do with their life. You're like, now what is right? You know, like, now what do I do? And I came out of that school well aware of what I wanted to do and how I was going to go about it, and not being so much ambitious as persistent. And I learned the work ethic eventually after sophomore year. I had a bad sophomore year. Well, as Dr. Lowe said, you're not here to work full-time at the station. You got to go to class. But, you know, my first year out of school, I spent the whole year reading everything I could about Ibsen and Dostoevsky, because I learned something See?
There was your first commencement,
yeah, yeah.
And now here's
I was
the
commencing.
Final commencement.
And to be able to be with the students that are graduating is special, because I, last night at Columbia, gave my little pep talk to, you know, before the final exam, and just to be able to be in a position to encourage people, that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, anyways, this will be a nice capstone to these students' experience, and I think it'll be an inspiration for the others of us that are there. So thank you for doing this, Terry. And, you know, college and universities are places where individuals transform their lives through education, and
yes,
you symbolize that. And I think you're going to talk about that when you when you meet with our students.
Well, and as the WHO said, the kids are all right. I know that for a fact.
Love President him. Troy Van Aken, thank you very much for stopping by. President of Elmhurst College, Terry Hammert, thank you for stopping by, because I get
I have
to get
to
out
work
of here
now.
You have to go to work. And speaking of commencements and looking back, this song sums it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.